Hello again, Africa. Welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van. Hot and beautiful rocking sounds from across the African continent will come knocking at your doors, so I want you to relax as I take you on a trip around Africa on disc. Later on today on the show, an African movie maker based here in the USA. He was born in Cameroon, but now he's a powerhouse when it comes to African movies. He's going to be my guest, and that is Claudio Obeng. Stay tuned for that. We'll be talking about his new movie coming up, The Portrait. But now let's get on with some music, starting off from Uganda. Skata doing Kenagwe, and right after that, Boza by R2Bs of Ghana, and Betapikin by Harry Song of Nigeria. But Kenagwe right now, the sound of Skata from Uganda.
Sona ya mami mi Fine, yeah. It's a good thing. like your mama pickin'. See how your body dey for company. It be like say you sabi this thing. Fine, yeah. Better pickin'. You look like your mama pickin'. See how your body dey for company. It be like say you sabi this thing. Fine, yeah. Fine, yeah. Sexy, yeah. Fine, yeah. Say good, yeah.
Better pickin', lovely tune on the African beat. Harris Song from Nigeria. Before that, R2B's from Ghana in Boza and Kenagwe by Skata of Uganda. You are listening to the African beat on the Voice of America, and I am David Vandy here in Washington, pushing and pulling the beats. Remember to join me and my guest, African movie maker Claudio Oben, talking about his latest movie, The Portrait, right here on the show. I'll be back with more music.
Hello, everyone. This is Fatmata Karoma from Miss Culture Intercontinental. You're listening to The African Beat with David Vandy on Voice of America.
Welcome back. The African Beat on The Voice of America, broadcasting from Mondays to Fridays, 0900 and 2000 Universal Time. And on Saturdays and Sundays, we broadcast at 0900 to South Sudan. And this is music time for you. Let's carry on with some beautiful sounds. This time coming from South Sudan is Sultan Clinton, and this is Anyangayele. You had him yesterday on the show. And right after that, Okenepan by Serge Benner of Cote d'Ivoire, and Hatutaki Matata by Teddy Kalanda Harrison of Kenya. But let's take it to the top right now with Anyangayele by Sultan Clinton of South Sudan.
Yeah. always listen to David Vandy on The Voice of America because he has Catholic taste in African music. This is Eugene Solomos from Radio University of Ghana.
Is Rebecca, and you're listening to the African Beats on Voice of America. African Beats will make you dance and dance till dawn.
Wakenya, tunawaomba. Matata, Amujambo, Wali Mwengu, Habari gani twatumai nzuri sana. Wa Kenya, tunawasihi, tafadhalini hatutaki matata. Tumai nzuri sana wa Kenya, tunawasihi, tafadhalini hatutaki matata.
Kenya nchi nzuri,
hatutaki matata.
Nchi ya kupendeza,
hatutaki matata.
Nchi ya maajabu,
hatutaki matata.
Kenya nchi nzuri,
hatutaki matata.
Nchi ya kupendeza,
matata.
Nchi ya maajabu,
hatutaki matata.
Magaidi,
hatutaki matata.
Viongozi wa dini,
hatutaki matata.
Wanasiasa,
hatutaki matata.
Magaidi,
hatutaki matata.
Viongozi wa dini,
hatutaki matata.
Wanasiasa,
hatutaki matata.
Amani haki yetu,
hatutaki matata.
Twaomba amani,
hatutaki matata.
Amani haki yetu,
hatutaki matata.
Walilia amani,
hatutaki matata.
Amani haki yetu,
hatutaki matata.
Twaomba amani,
hatutaki matata.
Amani haki yetu,
hatutaki matata.
Walilia amani,
hatutaki matata.
Twaomba amani,
hatutaki matata.
Walilia amani,
hatutaki matata. Teddy Kalanda Harrison of Kenya, beautiful music. And before that, Okanapan by Serge Benoit of Cote d'Ivoire, and Anyagayele by Sultan Clinton of South Sudan. This is your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. And I'm David Vandy here in Washington. My guest on the show later on today is Claudio Aubin, a Cameroonian filmmaker based here in the United States of America. And we'll be talking about his latest movie, The Portrait. You want to hear this because it is a movie that will touch your life.
Hello, my name is Betty Miner from Kenya. You're listening to The African Beat with David Bande on The Voice of America.
You are listening to The African Beat. If you're just joining me, then it's a pleasant welcome. Music continues. So Much More is the sound by Maki Tu from Zambia. And right after that, Siri by Vanessa Ndi of Tanzania. But let's enjoy So Much More right now by Maki Tu of Zambia.
Straight up the cast. So much more, baby, so much more. You'll be my African baby, African beautiful lady. Through the rain and through the sun, shall you be the one I'm loving? You got it.
Is how I feel when I'm with your princess. The truth is, Monday, you never cease to impress me with the way you carry yourself. Love in the air now, no doubt. So I'm thinking of you, my darling. In this movie, you my starring. Ella, when you quit some of me, Dion said, send that love, we and Dion say. You the one I be waking for. All my life, you the one I be waiting for.
All the girls that were there before, they didn't break the shoe and they what you for. Cause I found the one, she's second to none. Her heart is as warm as the sun, she's so much more. Sunshine, she couldn't have come at a better time. Oh, you don't wanna co-sign? Leave us alone if you don't mind.
Here we go again. Chipalile kwata me love again. I'll never be the same. Wanna hear where I am going insane.
Hello, baby, when we are together, the world is just so much better. With or without all the cheddar, you got me regardless the weather. Remember and never forget the things I was said, the promises made. And you know you can trust me. The things that you see, that's nothing. There's so much more. Kutika Valeti la tari na chite Valeti la tari na sipe. What you want me to say? It's a brand new day, so we're kicking and feeling cheduje. I lost my voice, I think I need a search party to find it. Kutika, I have no choice. I'm thinking it's cause of your love. When you charm, I am blinded. But together we face our fears. Together we dry our tears. Together we stand strong. And I want you to know,
it's always a la la
la la.
Sutanala,
pagati pa wushiku ala mona.
Isa wusutanala,
tanala, tanala.
Isa wusutanala,
umwine wa tuleta pamo.
Isa wusutanala,
tanala, tanala.
Isa wusutanala,
pagati pa wushiku ala mona.
Isa wusutanala,
tanala, tanala.
Isa wusutanala,
umwine wa.
Boom, mama, mama,
record.
Oh, na 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 na
na na na na na.
Boom, mama, mama,
you son of a lady,
you son of a mama. Train me langu la kutongoza, nimefunga breki na kitundo wewe. Kwa mujini, nimefunwa jano ni kipenzi.
Hadithi hadithi uongo njo, haya nileze porojo. Mibado mdogo, hivi ni juzi ulikuja na maua.
Yes.
Ulikuwa na barua, ila siku ifungua.
Why? Ungesoma ndani, ungejua vingi. Vile moyo wangu ulivojawa na vikingi.
Kumbe muhuni hakusiwezi kushia penzi no. Kasoro yangu nini? Si una mke yule amekosa nini? Oh yeah, oh.
Kwanza nikikuomba kipenzi ukubali, tutafanya siri ya watu wawili.
Nimependa majibu yako. Hivi nikuulize swali.
Niulize nini?
Anavyo toka mumeo, unajua mangapi anafanya? Mimi ni muongo. Niseme nini
muongo?
Kila kitu
muongo.
Maneno yangu haya kuvuna pendo.
Unajibu muongo. Useme nini
muongo?
Maneno ya muongo. Kila zaidi mke wako akijua.
Uwe muhuni.
Hapana no.
Hakusiwezi. Shepenzino kasoro yangu nini? Si una mke yule amekosa nini?
Oh,
yeah. Oh. Eba
ukikubali nitakupa kagari na visalari utakuwa bonge la sister.
Alinifunza mama
by Vanessa Mdi of Tanzania, and before that, So Much More by Maki Tu of Zambia. You're listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. Stay tuned. When I come back, I'll be talking to my guest, Cameroonian international filmmaker Claudio Obeng, who is based here in the United States, and we're going to talk about his latest movie, The Portrait, shot here in the USA. I'll be right back.
Nine name, center is a beer, we see how you did. Waste like a
balloon in the bouncer leg. Inside the club, rub the bouncer leg. Duck the whole shot, class 9 months. She said shadow boxer, follow me. The two leg blabbers, where the baby men turn. And that make we take it, we jump up.
Confidential.
If you ain't speak, okay, you get potential. And that make we take it, we jump up.
Confidential.
They ride me rough like for seminar rental. And that make we take it, we jump up.
Confidential.
It's how we do the thing, no dental. That make we take it, we jump up.
Confidential.
Rolling in my bed, king, chilling with my coconut. Yes, I got my team from.
Confidential.
I'll take it to the right spot, dancing on your cheese. Yes, we gonna do it to my sleep.
Presidential.
When you roll with the band, you know, the credential. Bangalore, first class, it's not accidental.
African beats.
Africa,
Africa.
Voice of America.
Oh my God, I am classy sassy. I'm so in love with African beats on the Voice of America with my idol, the one and only David Vandy.
Alright folks out there, welcome back to the African Beat on the Voice of America. Earlier I told you that my guest on the show today is an African movie maker based here in the United States of America, and that is Claudio Obeng. Welcome to the African Beat, Claudio.
Hey, thanks for having me, David. How are you feeling today?
Well, I'm feeling really excited because when I have a superstar like you in my studio, then definitely it's going to make my show one of the biggest around town. What do you think?
You got to be kidding me, David. Coming from you, I feel extraordinarily humbled to get those words from you, but I'm excited to be here. It's my first time in here and I'm more or less starstruck. Yes.
All right, okay. Well, you know, you are an African movie maker right here in the United States of America. And, you know, you've just produced one of the biggest blockbuster hits that we're expecting to come out very, very shortly, The Portrait.
Yes.
But before we get into The Portrait, how did you get into filmmaking?
It's always been fun. It's always been a passion. If I'm to date back to my young age as a teenager, I used to play basketball. While I was in school, I did art and literature. So all of those things tie in. When you're on stage a lot and you're out there, either you're playing basketball, you're doing a stage play or something, I felt like I was at home when I did those things.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I transcended over to the United States, where it's most of these things are readily more, it's not that easy, but they are more or less easily accessible too than we have back home.
Okay.
And I just fell more in love with it.
You know, you're always in back home. You are from Cameroon.
I am from Cameroon, West Africa.
Yes,
people.
That's what I'm
yes,
talking
sir.
About.
I could forget that.
I love that. I love that. Now in the States, you've been in different movies. Let's touch on those. When did it actually start for you? When did you actually see it coming here in the United States?
Okay, it started in 2009. I did one film with a Cameroonian producer called Erin Tang. Now, after I did that one, I could feel the bug. I could feel that the bug had bitten me. But I didn't do anything until 3.5 years later when I did One Night in Vegas with Kobe Maxwell. And then I did Retaliation with Can Quintus, which is actually in distribution right now. And after that, I did Captive.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in between Captive, I was on EK, which by Can Quintus as well, and also High Fashion by Winstina Taylor. She is an African producer. She is one of the best in the industry.
And she's
area.
From Sierra Leone.
She is from
My
Sierra Leone. Na salutiti. So, yeah, I did all that. And then last year, I did Captive, which was my first productorial film, the film I produced. And it all just tied in. Everything just fell in place, and they kept falling in place little by little till I got to the portrait where we are right now.
Mm-hmm.
But that's
all right. Let's just hold it right there. We're coming to the portrait. I know people out there, you're all eager now to hear what we're going to see about the portrait. First of all, you've seen the flyers out there all over Facebook, everywhere, Instagram. You just check it out on Twitter. Everything is out there for you, and you've seen the trailer as well. But now you need to hear from the horse's mouth what the portrait is all about. But we'll come back to that. Let's take a song now from our Cameroonian sister. She's called Kay. Kay, she's based in California. She migrated there some years back, but now she's a big superstar singing some beautiful music. And she calls this one Cry. Cry, just like somebody's crying. I don't know if, from what I've seen on the portrait, the poster and the trailers out there, if some people are really crying in that, but this one is Cry. All right, let's check this one out.
Okay.
Last time I saw you, it felt so weird. It's like your feelings burned inside. Does she love you the way I did? If a lonely baby, let me fill that gap. Sins are last and sinned. I keep thinking of you. Felt so scared. Please tell me why you hurt so bad. Things I don't go close to feel for you the way I do. But they don't know you, they don't know me. 'Cause a heart to one and forever would beat as a one. They can call me crazy, I'm forever yours, my baby.
Wonderful music by Kay from Cameroon. Oh my God, this is slow and it touches the heart. Yes. Now let's come back to our man of the day, the great producer, director, actor. You want to see this guy acting, man. But you know, Claudio, let's talk about the portrait, the movie itself that we're here to talk about today. Tell us a little bit about it.
The portrait.
Don't let everything out of the bag.
If I do, I'm gone. If I do, then there's no need for the premiere now. Well, the portrait is pretty much touching on the topic that I feel is close to my heart. And it's more or less touching the topic where we need to appreciate the ones that we have around us. We need to appreciate loved ones.
My goodness, that is deep.
We need to appreciate our partners, our significant others, our kids. Because it's a choice. Do you want to appreciate every moment that you have with them or start reliving every memory when they are gone? Now, I don't think the latter option is what anybody wants. So that's what the film is about. It's just personal, that message that
appreciating what you have, what God has given to you, the partner that God has given to you this moment. Appreciate them. The time they're here.
The now. Because Jay-Z, he has one of his lyrics, and he said something in his lyric. He said, people never smell the roses. They never get the roses while they can still smell them.
Wow.
We buy all these roses to put on top of their hearse.
When they're dead.
Why don't you give them these roses while they can still smell them?
Wow, man.
So, that is the portrait for you.
That is the portrait. You know, let me tell you something about this appreciation and spending time with our significant others. You know, the other day I was looking at a family was driving. You have the mom, the dad, the kids sitting at the back of the car. And you know, they were driving, going on vacation. The dad was actually driving and the mom was on her cell phone. All the kids were on their cell phone. Everybody. Nobody talking to each other. It's not like they're even going on a family vacation. They were sitting in that car all together as a family, but they were talking to people from other parts of the world and forgetting that they were in the same vehicle at that moment. That is so sad. It is so sad. But anyway, that is really, really great. And I know that you out there, you want to know what is in the portrait. Well, we've just given you a gist, just a little bit. But when we come back, we'll talk more. When is it going to happen? When is it going to drop? The premiere is coming up and you want to know when, because we want you to be part of it. Now, let's continue with some more music. And this one is My Woman, My Everything.
Okay. I think I might just use all these songs for the soundtrack for the portrait now.
My Woman, My Everything by Petro Ranking featuring Wande Cole, right from the heart of Nigeria. Let's check this one out. It's a beautiful song.
She says she'll be my woman. She follow
Yes, indeed. My woman, my everything, Claudio. That yes, is sir. Such a title. And you're talking about accepting or appreciating our significant other when they're there.
Yeah. Significant others, the kids, the moments, the things, the words, the gestures, every minute detail that you have at that time. Now, don't get caught up on all the other irrelevant things like he didn't do the dishes. We could do the dishes anytime. Don't get caught up on why didn't you put the portrait up? He could put that up anytime. Get caught up on the fact that he got up in the morning and tell you that you are still beautiful.
You're still beautiful. I love you.
Ooh, I love you, my love.
Mamma mia.
Ah.
I am beginning to feel this right now.
So that is the message. That is the message of the portrait. Now, we are going through a time, and if you would allow me, David, to go through this, I don't want to say things happen for a reason, but this happened at a time on the 24th, a schoolmate of mine from back home, he was pronounced missing in New Orleans. And 3 days later, his body surfaced in a lake. He was dead. He's just 26 years old. He's young. And they are saying it's suicide. And 2 weeks ago, I lost a family member. Now, I'm sitting here and I'm like, why are we losing these people? And I wouldn't say that I'm not being hit with the guilt trip of I should have called this guy last week. But that is the thing. And it's September 5th, and 6 days from that is 9/11. And we know what 9/11 did to this country of the United States and the world at large. Now, is every family member of those people who were in that building in New York, I know that most of them wish they could tell those people, I love you.
That morning before they left.
That morning before they went to work. Now, we have the chance to tell our loved ones, I love you. That is what I'm trying to pass across in the portrait.
You see, bringing up that story saddens my heart. Just yesterday, somebody that I've regarded as my mom back home in Africa, she was my mom's best friend before my mom passed. They spent all their time together. And a few weeks ago, I had a dream about her that I went to Africa. She was sitting in the living room in this dream. And everybody was happy to see me, but she did not come out. So I went into the living room and she was sitting there looking at me with a broad smile on her face. And she said, I knew you would come to see me. And that was it. And last week she sent me a text saying, David, at least try to be calling, even if it is once a month. Then yesterday morning, I was working on my computer around about 2 a.m. A message that popped up on Facebook was that she has passed. I couldn't hold back my tears. I cried the whole of the night. I think the last person I cried for like that was my mom. So these are precious moments. These are precious moments that we should hold. If you are sitting out there right now, turn to somebody that is next to you, close to your heart. Tell that person how much you care, how much you love them. Turn to your kids, give them a hug. Tell them how much you love them. When you wake up in the morning, talk to your spouse. Tell them how you feel about them instead of looking at the irrelevant things. Let them know their worth in that relationship. Thank you so much, Claudio, for this wonderful information. Now, when is the premiere dropping?
The premiere is on September 5th. Now, it's Labor Day weekend, so there's no work.
That is tomorrow.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. It is tomorrow.
There is no work. It's a long weekend.
It's a long weekend. And so you go there, you watch the portrait, and after that, you continue the celebration.
Continue the celebration and go with it till
Monday.
And
where's the premiere taking place?
AMC Magic Johnson Theater in Lago, Maryland.
Well, this is for all our African brothers, sisters, wherever you are. We want you all to come out and be part of this. Come and support. And if you're a lover of movies, not just African movies, just come out and see what we are made of, what we can produce. Let me tell you something. Africa is not all about war.
Mm-mm.
There are all the beautiful aspects of Africa, all the beautiful parts to Africa that we can talk about, that we can live with, that can leave glorious memories in your hearts and your minds.
Right.
All right. Well, with that, I'm inviting you all to come out to the Magic Johnson Theater out there in Lago, Maryland.
Yes.
Come and support this great movie on Saturday, the 5th of September.
Yep.
And the kickoff time is?
It's 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock.
Red carpet is from 6 to 8.
Uh-huh.
And the show kicks off from 8 p.m.
From 8 p.m. That's when the movie itself is going to kick off. So we want you all to be there. What are the stars that we're expecting to be out there?
the humble, the man who's talking to me right now, David Bandy, would be there,
yeah,
people.
Yeah, yeah,
he's
yeah.
going to be there. Winstana Taylor is going to be there.
All right.
Kobe Maxwell is going to be there.
One Night in Vegas.
One Night in Vegas is going to be
you,
there.
Mama.
Can Quintus is the host. Oh. Now, I just break the news before I told anybody.
But you know that guy has been rejected. So how are we?
We're going to know how far he was rejected on Saturday. And I have Diamond Esso Epps. He's flying in all the way from Dublin, Ireland.
Wow.
He's going to be there.
Great, man. Well, definitely we're expecting a flood of stars to be out there. And so you want to come. You don't want to miss that. You want to take pictures with those wonderful people, your icons. You want to take pictures with them right on the red carpet. So be there. And this is the African Beat on the Voice of America. Remember, I've been telling you all the time that African Beat, we play the music and we bring in different talents from Africa. We have movie makers, book writers, you name it. Whatever you can do, as long as it's talent and you get in touch with African Beat, we'll make sure the world hears about you. So one more time, thank you, Claudio Oben, for being on the African Beat today. Any final message to your fans out there?
African Beat, all the fans of Claudio Oben, African movies, not just Cameroon movies or Nigerian or Sierra Leonean, African movies.
African movies.
Or films at large. Thank you guys for your support. Thank you, thank you, thank you guys. And we will continue doing this film so you guys can be entertained.
Thank you guys
and be safe.
And with that, I want to thank you so very much for being with me on the show today and for all my fans out there. Thank you for wherever you are, whatever you're doing, for always tuning into the African Beat and listening to the show. You can also listen to us on TuneIn Radio. Get us on TuneIn Radio. And you can also go to the VOA website, voaafrica.com, and search African Beat. You'll be able to listen to the show. If you are in Africa, check it out. Tune onto your radios. We are out there. Wherever you are in the world, we can come to you. Till then, I am David Vandy here in Washington, and on behalf of my guest Claudio Oben, an African movie maker here in the United States, I'm going to leave you with this track from Sierra Leone's Mahmoudi and Rosie. It's titled Life Goes On.
Yeah, man. Rosie Mahmoudi. Hey, Baba. Once I know, say, me let it go on. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Once I know, say, me let it go on. See, I know, go, yeah, yeah.
At first, them see me na liability. They go to the point, they see me a lucky. Agree, can see we are don't break free. Rich and like a son in a big legacy. No blame me. No, Papa got him blessing, it's me. Oh, I say, believe me. Juju was said that it is me. So when I'm in that dorm, nobody in me care for me.
Care for me.
Now we are the rasa. Let's still work for make up for doom.
Make a let down.
When I'm in that dorm, nobody in me want for see me.
Want for see me.
Now we are the rasa, babe. Let's still work for make up for doom. Hey, I want for tell all the bell at this and then go talk to them time.
Time.
I want for tell all the rich my destiny. Gonna be defender. Let the men and talk some money, pray for it and begin to be me. Let the men and talk, I like what you men talk, you know who everything
be. Now I'm saying,
troubles go come, troubles go come, for me, I don't care. I like what you men say, I like what you men do, me, I don't go fair. Once God there by me, I go surely make them, now that's a me prayer. Boy, once I know, say me like they go on, say I go care. Say me like
they go
on me
and I go fair. Say why you for hate me? When me papa na everyone elect me. Elect you juju offend me. I dey shine like a star come embrace me. Yeah, I'm the apple of his eyes. Not try for me, gotta cry.
It's time for